Police in London are questioning 16 people in connection with last month's bomb attacks. The British government is also pursuing the extradition from Italy of one of the men suspected of planting bombs on the London Underground. The police are staging more raids and are rounding up more suspects, but London is getting back to something like normal, and tourists are still out on the streets of the city. NPR's Rachel Martin reports.
Police today shut down part of central London after reports of a suspect package on a bus.
We have some breaking news coming in from central London. The police and fire services are dealing with an incident in the King's Cross area.
But it turned out to be another false alarm, one of many that have disrupted life in the British capital since the bomb attacks. Police have been conducting random searches of primarily ethnic minorities as part of the security operation. Hazel Bleers, a senior government minister, today said it's wrong to target one ethnic group, but she said the police need to be able to act on the information they're given.
I've said time and time again to the police in the guidance that I've issued is that you exercise this power on the basis of the intelligence that's available to you.
Officials had worried last month's attacks and the increased security would hamper the city's thriving tourism trade. Even though there are still plenty of tourists in London, the streets and shops are much quieter than usual for August. Walking near Tavistock Square this afternoon, Kelly Perry and her husband Steve from Norwich were doing some shopping. They were here in the spring, but this time they say the city feels different.
Everything should have been really busy and heaving, and we've been able to go around and get like tickets for shows that we wouldn't think we'd be able to, and the police presence, I've never seen so many police.
26-year-old Lizzie Baltazar and her friend flew into London this morning from Mexico. They said the bombing attacks here were not enough to keep them away from their long-planned European vacation.
I want to see everything.
I want to go for a tour. Maybe we may take a bus tour, you know, those ones, the red ones.
Well, the Girl Scouts won't be riding the double-decker buses.
Pam Van Overloop from Grand Rapids, Michigan, is leading a group of teenage Girl Scouts on a tour of London and other major European cities. She said the girls' parents were concerned about the trip, so the scouts promised to avoid public transportation.
What are you going to do? Some of these kids have been planning this since fifth grade and they're juniors in high school, so it's pretty hard at this date to cancel it.
The British Tourist Authority estimates the impact of the bombing attacks to be roughly $230 million, but officials say they're not seeing big numbers of cancellations. The impact of the bombings in London, says Thea Sinclair, a professor of economics at Nottingham University, is not comparable to that of the terrorist attack in New York in September 2001.
The magnitude of those effects was huge. 22% decrease in the numbers of domestic travellers immediately after that effect, 33% decrease in international travellers. The effects in London are likely to be lower than that.
The London retail and tourism sectors are taking an initial hit, but London's economy is based more on financial services than it is on tourism. Experts say it will be some time before they know if there's been any lasting economic impact of the bombing attacks and security alerts. Rachel Martin, NPR News, London.